Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $68.16 per barrel to $67.67 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $61.95 per barrel to $61.57 per barrel. Schools in the U.S. are facing a debilitating teacher shortage as fewer join the profession compared to the number of folks who retire or leave. In an attempt to keep schools running smoothly, many districts are looking abroad, namely in the Philippines. KMXT's Brian Benoit joined recruiters on a recent recruiting trip to the island nation.
Kodiak High School orchestra students warm up their instruments. Sergio Gutierrez stands above them, violin in hand. They're beginning to learn a version of The Barber of Seville. Gutierrez was born and raised in the Philippines. He taught there for 5 years. Then he decided he wanted to try to work in another country.
I think it's time for me to come out of my comfort zone, you know, explore a lot of opportunities since I'm still young.
Alaska wasn't high on his list. Kodiak barely even made it on his radar.
Kodiak was the last school district that I'd applied to, because it was the last school district that popped out of my Google browser. And I told myself, well, if not in Kodiak, maybe the United States is not for me.
Now he's in his third year of teaching here. His immigration story is one of hundreds already playing out in schools from across Alaska. Dozens of school districts in the state have hired from the Philippines in recent years amid a national shortage of certified teachers in the U.S. Since he arrived, Gutierrez has become well-known in Kodiak. Parents chat with him at student concerts. He hosts a Filipino music show on KMXT. He plays piano at church and violin in the community's theater. He's even become the project coordinator and cultural liaison for his district's efforts to recruit from his home country. In January, he helped lead a recruiting trip to the Philippines with 11 administrators from 4 Alaska school districts.
The superintendents from other school districts would say that, why are you, like, well-versed in it? Like, why do you know it? Because I've been through it.
Until recently, school districts relied on different third-party agencies to recruit. But with demand up and opportunities to cut middlemen out, Kodiak's district has led the way to recruit directly from the Philippines. Sending Alaskans to recruit is sometimes criticized for being too expensive. But after factoring the cost of travel, lawyers, and visas, it's still a fraction of the $27,000 per teacher it would cost to recruit through an agency. Gutierrez explains how international recruiting works.
Once you get the job offer, visa application, filing a petition will start. So it's going to be in the part of the employer. So
one of the employers is the Bering Strait School District, which is hiring up to 60 teachers this year. That's about a third of its total teaching staff. The district has hired international teachers through an agency before, but this is its first time sending someone to recruit directly. Tara Cunningham leads human resources for the district, and she's never seen this many people vying for teaching jobs in Alaska.
It's exciting to see so many well-trained, well-prepared people who genuinely just want to help kids, want to serve, want to do better in their communities.
During the trip, the recruiter screened over 700 applicants in just 2 weeks. Each person only had a few minutes to impress the administrators during group interviews, and some of the most promising applicants had callbacks later.
This is intense to do it this way, and we know that we'll get the best of the best here.
The room is full of candidates with graduate and postgraduate degrees. On recruiting trips within the U.S., candidates are often fresh out of their undergraduate colleges, according to some of the administrators. Cunningham says it could be a game changer. But not every school district can afford to visit the Philippines. That's part of why Jennifer Schmidt with the Alaska Council of School Administrators is here. The nonprofit organization handles the Alaska teacher and personnel system and is here to screen candidates for other Alaska school districts, like for the Aleutians East Borough. She says the eventual goal is for ACSA to lead the international recruiting efforts.
So that they can stay home and we can help do the interviewing, I think that could be helpful to them. And there's districts that can't afford to be over here for this long.
While the trip makes sense for districts with many openings, Schmidt says some districts only have one or two. She says ideally she wouldn't need to recruit from abroad, but there just aren't enough American and Alaska-grown candidates.
It's going to take a lot of turnaround and a lot of change in the state of Alaska for us to have enough teachers in Alaska and in the U.S. that are going to want to come and teach there.
She says international recruiting efforts like this will probably last at least the next several years. Reporting in Kodiak and Manila, I'm Brian Venmo.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.